Google CEO Sundar Pichai takes stand to defend his search monopoly empire. By Lucas Nolan on April 30, 2025. Google CEO Sundar Pichai is set to take the stand on Wednesday morning in the remedy phase of the internet giant's search monopoly trial to defend his company from changes that could fundamentally reshape the internet landscape. Reuters reports that as the remedy phase of the historic search monopoly trial against Google continues, CEO Sundar Pichai is expected to testify in defense of his company today. The trial, taking place in Washington, is focused on the U.S. Department of Justice and a coalition of state attorneys general seeking an order that would force Google to sell its Chrome web browser and implement measures to stimulate competition among search providers. Last year, U.S. District Judge Amit Mehta ruled that Google, the dominant platform for online searches in the United States, has no true competitor. The judge pointed out that Google maintained its monopoly partly by paying billions of dollars to companies like Apple, Samsung, AT&T, and Verizon to be the default search engine on new mobile devices. The Department of Justice is pushing for remedies to restore competition in the search market, even as the industry evolves to incorporate generative AI products like ChatGPT. Prosecutors are particularly concerned about the potential for Google's search dominance to extend into the rapidly growing field of artificial intelligence. The DOJ's proposed measures include ending Google's payments to device makers and carriers, and requiring the company to share search data with competitors. Google has argued that these proposals would effectively give away its hard work, compromise user privacy, and put smaller companies that rely on Google for revenue, such as Mozilla, developer of the Firefox browser, at risk. In response to the ongoing trial, Google has recently loosened its agreements to allow device makers and carriers to pre-install other search and AI apps, as evidenced by the trial proceedings. The company has also stated its intention to appeal once the judge issues a final ruling. The outcome of this landmark case could have far-reaching implications for the internet as we know it. If the DOJ's proposals are implemented, it could lead to a more diverse and competitive search market, with new players and innovations emerging. However, Google maintains that such measures would cause unintended harm to browser developers, smartphone makers, and internet users. Read more at Reuters here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.